The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "The saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My brother played the trumpet in high school. So when he had his midlife crisis, he decided to take it up again. And he found a very inspiring instructor who he had private lessons with, and he progressed. My brother progressed, and now that he's retired, he is now in three bands and one orchestra. And he is well sought after by many of the local churches on Easter. Well, a few days ago, I was on the phone with my brother, and he told me sadly that his instructor's beloved teacher died of cancer. He was 45 years old. He said he just got done going to the funeral. He said it was packed, standing room only, which of course was a tribute to the impact that this man had on his life. When I hung up the phone, I started to think. I'm going to be 64 years old in 2 weeks. That means I have in my life 45 years of living plus an additional 19 years. I'm pretty blessed. On top of that, I realize that many of the living beings on this planet do not get a chance to live 64 years unless, of course, you're a tree. On top of that, I was given life. I was born. I never asked for it. I never negotiated for it. It's another gift, another blessing. On top of all that, the Father sends the Son into the world to get us access to eternal life so that death is no longer an end, it's a door. Another blessing. One blessing on top of the other blessing. Feeling pretty good today. And that's the point. The point is, I want to live like I'm blessed every day, every moment. Now, I know in life there's a lot of setbacks and disappointments, a lot of reasons why to feel like we're angry or feel like we're cursed. But you remember this, there's always, always going to be reasons to live like you're blessed every moment. 5,000 of Jesus' followers, 5,000 disciples, 5,000 people that went out of their way to listen to Jesus, and 5,000 that were at the multiplication of the loaves, threw in the towel, walked out, left, abandoned the cause. they left the Lord. That's a setback. That's a huge disappointment. But Jesus is not cursed. Because Jesus lives like he's blessed. He has 11 disciples. Well, he would have had 12 if Judas didn't cash out. But he has 11. Think of what God's going to do with this. This is 11. What he did with 5 loaves of bread. Now, here's the faith lesson. The most important moment of our lives, the most important moment, is now. It's not in the future. It's not fulfilling some dream. It's now. And that's how you'll know that you're living life like you're blessed, is because you're going to appreciate this now. Love now. Forgive now. Don't put it off. Be committed to excellence now. Be kind now. Be generous now. Because you'll never, ever have this moment again.